From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. This is the penultimate day of the 2019 legislative session. Lawmakers will take the long weekend and return sine die Tuesday. That is the last day for a bill to pass both chambers and head to Governor Brian Kemp. Otherwise, it'll have to wait until next January. Issues still to come include medical marijuana cultivation, a controversial ban on most abortions, and a proposed takeover of the airport that isn't quite a takeover.
Section 1 of the substitute would create a major airport legislative oversight committee. This would not just be for Atlanta. This would actually take in 10 airports across Georgia that are commercial airports.
GPB Politics reporter Stephen Fowler joins me from the Capitol via Skype. He's been covering the ins and outs of the legislative session. Stephen, welcome.
Good morning, Virginia.
All right, so we're down to the wire. Let's talk first about the biggest story of the session. HB 481, also known as the heartbeat bill, would effectively ban abortion about 6 weeks after conception. Where does this bill now stand?
So now the bill is waiting to be called up in the House. It passed the Senate last week, and because there were some changes and things, the House, who passed it first, can agree or disagree to what the Senate has to say. And it doesn't have to fit on the normal rules calendar. So there are a lot of activists and lawmakers and other people just on edge here at the Capitol waiting for this bill to be called up and to have some sort of discussion. So if the House calls it up and agrees to what the Senate has to say, it has to Governor Brian Kemp. If they disagree, then that opens up a whole new can of worms about trying to rectify the House version, the Senate version, and so on.
Well, and the bill sponsor, Republican Representative Ed Setzler of Acworth, I guess addressed some of that, speaking to supporters earlier this week.
And I can tell you there are some terrified Republicans. So we need to strengthen the people who voted yes. Mm-hmm. We need to bring over a couple of folks who took a walk and didn't vote. And we need to prepare to fight this till this fight is done. And I can tell you guys, the other side ain't giving up.
So is there a fight yet to come? Any political jockeying yet for Republicans facing this bill?
Well, so what we've seen here at the Capitol is a lot of pressure from people who are opposed to this bill, calling their legislators out to the rope lines, saying, we don't want you to vote this bill. Here's why. There's been protesters. But also you have had some groups that traditionally favor tougher restrictions on abortions say this bill is not tough enough. And they're encouraging some Republican lawmakers to walk out on the vote and not vote for this bill. And it was a tight margin in the House the first time, just a few votes over the threshold needed to pass, and there were some Republicans who were out sick or just not present on the vote. So as Republican Ed Setzler said in this, there are some people who didn't vote that they need to make sure vote this time. There are others who maybe reluctantly voted yes the first time that might not this time. So really, it will come down to who's here in the chamber, who votes, and who votes yes to make this work. Also, some of the Republicans that are being targeted by Democrats and other activist groups and things are Republicans in Georgia's ever-changing demographic suburbs who could face a challenge from their own party if they don't vote for this bill, and face a strong challenge from the Democratic Party if they favor the bill. So it's a little bit of a tough situation for some of these metro area Republicans.
Well, Georgia is, of course, home to a number of TV and film productions. Members of that industry wrote to Governor Kemp talking about the heartbeat bill. What did they say?
Well, so what we've seen is a number of these entertainment groups come out in opposition to this bill. You had Georgia businesses come out in opposition to this bill. Local restaurateurs and business leaders say this is bad for business. This is bad for Georgia. And with the entertainment industry, as you know, there's a lot of film and TV productions here. And we've had local crew members write to the studios that operate in Georgia saying that they need to move from Georgia if this bill passes, and they need to flex their boycott muscle like they did with a religious freedom bill. And you have a list of Hollywood actors and actresses that say they would work actively to try to get movies and films done elsewhere, not in Georgia, if this bill passes. So you're seeing this huge mounting pressure from some business groups, from some entertainment groups, and ultimately that's going to, we'll see if that makes a difference.
Yeah, the question is whether it will move the needle on this legislation. Our politics reporter Stephen Fowler is with us. He's covering the legislative session, and he's at the Capitol today on a busy day, so you might hear some of that commotion in the background. Well, Stephen, we've spoken about the prospect of Frankenstein bills mashing together multiple measures in efforts to pass, or even sink in some cases, certain priorities like proposed state takeover of Atlanta's airport. Now it's something else. What are you looking at?
So picture, if you will, a sandwich. You ordered a turkey sandwich, but now you have three different kinds of meats on this sandwich of lawmakers adding in different priorities and things. The original bill would be a takeover of Atlanta's airport by this state major airport authority. But the House Transportation Chairman, Republican Kevin Tanner, presented a different version of the bill that would instead create a legislative oversight committee. These groups of lawmakers would not directly oversee the airport's day-to-day operation, but they're kind of looking over the shoulder of the airport, and they could request documents and officials to come in and testify. So it wouldn't be a state takeover per se, but it still would have the state injecting itself into Atlanta's airport the way the city of Atlanta runs it. Mm-hmm. Also in that bill, you have a jet fuel tax break, which is something that the governor wants, which is something Delta and other airlines want, and has been this political football now for 2 years. During last year's session, Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle, he was Lieutenant Governor at the time, threatened to kill a tax break after a kerfuffle over the National Rifle Association. So you have that added into this bill. And finally, you have this omnibus rural transit bill, HB 511, that Chairman Tanner put together that would create a new state agency overseeing transit and mobility and would create these pilot projects to help get more people access to transit. So all of that now is in one Franken bill.
Club sandwich, Mile High Club sandwich. So what are we looking at for that? What are the prospects of that passing with all of those different parts?
Well, you know, the appetite in the Senate is probably not going to be there for this bill. What you'll see in these final days is a rivalry between the chambers. They each have their own versions of legislation. And what you'll hear if you watch along is that there will be motions to strongly insist on the position of the House and strongly insist on the position of the Senate. So basically, you'll just see this inter-chamber rivalry happen that may bog bills down. And what you might see in this case is no action taken on the airport, no action taken on jet fuel taxes, and no action taken on this concept of rural transit.
However, the thing that the House and Senate must do, they have one job. They have to pass a budget. And yesterday, the House and Senate sent next fiscal year's plan to Governor Brian Kemp, a record $27.5 billion budget. Here is House Appropriations Chair Terry England.
The $3,000 raise for certificated or certified personnel cost us nearly $549.8 million and absorbs 89.9% or $9 out of every $10 in new and additional money going into this budget.
So Governor Brian Kemp made a promise on the campaign trail to increase teacher pay by $5,000. The budget calls for $3,000, but who's going to get the raise and when will they see it in their paychecks?
Right. So you heard a lot of numbers in that clip from the appropriations chair. And so when it comes to the raise, it's going to be a $3,000 raise for teachers and other certified personnel who work in schools. Think school counselors and other officials and people like that. And they're going to get that raise when the fiscal year begins, which is July 1st. So teachers will soon be seeing an increase in their paychecks starting July 1st. Also in this bill, state employees will see a 2% merit pay increase beginning July 1st.
So what other big items are we going to be spending money on?
Well, in this year's budget and in the amended budget for last year, so things that have been added since January, we've got the $150 million for Georgia's new voting system. That will be something that I will continue to follow. We also have money spent on a new anti-gang task force for the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. And we've kind of tweaked some other spending for education. And the governor signed this week the Patients First Act, which would enable enabled the state to hire consultants to seek waivers from the state's Medicaid program and the Affordable Care Act to find ways to add new pockets of Georgians who don't currently have health insurance into that health insurance market. So those are some of the big things.
Should be interesting, given that healthcare is now being owned or proposed as a Republican priority. But want to get to two bills moving through the legislature this week. One deals with hemp, the other with growing medical marijuana. Where do these bills stand, and what do they actually do?
So one of the bills that passed deals with hemp farming, and it would allow certain farmers in Georgia to apply for licenses to grow hemp, which can be used for THC oil, but the hemp can also be used for other industrial purposes. And another Franken bill, or long committee process that we have, is this marijuana cultivation bill for medical purposes, and that was weakened in the process of that committee meeting to limit the number of people that can kind of dispense that. And it gives things like universities the right of first refusal to do these studies. And so it's not quite the medical marijuana bill that supporters were hoping for. So it may fizzle out before the end of this session.
All right. So super quickly, what should we be looking for today and during Sine Die?
Well, expect a lot of bills to happen. Expect a lot of ping-ponging between House versions and Senate versions. And we are still waiting on that abortion bill, which will be the biggest thing before the session ends very, very late into the evening Tuesday night.
GPB Stephen Fowler, thanks so much.
Thank you.
He's our politics reporter. He's there in the Capitol on a pretty busy day, and there's a lot of commotion in the background, so we appreciate you sticking with us. Follow with him and the rest of the GPB politics team on Tuesday, bringing you gavel-to-gavel coverage of Sine Die and the end of the legislative session here on GPB. And then Wednesday, listen on Second Thought at 9 for a recap of the legislative action, and of course, on Political Rewind at 2, all from GPB.